know what you're talking about.
Who's he talking?
Why are you talking to me?
How does he make his
you
voice
don't have
do
any idea what you're talking about.
That's what I'm talking about.
It's 15 minutes before 9 o'clock. It is time for Jock Gibberish on a free-for-all Friday on Classic Hits, 98.9 WJEZ. I'm Todd Weinberger. Joining me in the studio is the director of the Pontiac Public Library. Her name is Kristen Holzhauer. How are you, Kristen?
I'm well, thank you. How are you?
I'm doing fine. Good to have you in. This is our first meeting in 2018.
Yes.
At least as far as you and I are concerned. So, yeah, Happy New Year. Hope it's all going great at the library.
It is. We're going to have a great 2018.
And I understand you got an event coming up like tomorrow.
We do. It's Moana.
Okay. That sounds like a
lot
of fun.
Come on down.
With a special consideration, and this is the part that caught my ear. The reason I bring it up is because you're going to some special lengths because there are people with food allergies and other kinds of issues like that often get left out of the snacks, but you've taken care of that.
We don't want anyone to be left out. So we have Moana as a movie, and instead of it being a lunch and a movie, we're going to do an allergen-free movie. And we want, you know, everybody to leave their lunches and goodies at home, and we'll provide a nice allergen-free snack instead.
Well, that sounds perfect. When does it start? This is at the library.
This is at the library, yep, and it's 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. tomorrow, Saturday.
Very good. Yeah. If you don't know where the library is, it's on Madison Street.
That's correct.
Just off the square in downtown Pontiac.
Thanks for the plug-in.
Well, no problem. We've got to support community institutions, and we've got to talk about you as a manager.
Oh, my.
Because there's a new survey out, Kristen.
Okay.
And it has to do with office etiquette.
Oh, my.
So as the kind of person who may have to enforce some office etiquette rules, I thought we'd talk about this survey a little bit. And I'll just throw some things out there.
Okay.
And you can tell me if, in your mind, it's okay or not okay.
Okay.
And then I'll tell you what the survey said.
All right.
How does that sound?
All right.
The first thing is playing music without headphones on.
No. Nope, got to have headphones on.
You are firmly in the majority on that one. 94% of the people who were surveyed say, no, you can't do that. No. 6% of people can tune it out, apparently.
You know, I'm a library director. Everything revolves around, you know, put the headphones in and keep things quiet.
That's it. Well, and it makes sense because, you know, obviously the problem is going to be not most people like music, but they want their kind of music playing, especially if they're trying to work.
Correct. But, yeah. Need headphones.
There you go. Well, like I say, the overwhelming opinion of the survey was there with you. 94% say, no, you get some earbuds and you get that taken care of.
It's good to be with the majority.
Well, it's good not to have trouble in the office. Let's just put it that way.
I have a great staff. I don't have to worry about that so much. But
well, this is one that I've actually encountered. And so I'm interested in your opinion on this, too. Is it okay to eat really smelly food at your desk, like canned fish or something?
Or that occasional jar of sauerkraut.
Yeah, there you go.
No.
Once again,
there's a break room for that.
There you go. Once again, you're in the majority.
Okay.
Because 63% of the people surveyed said, no, it's not okay. 37% said, hey, it's your lunch. Eat what you want. And they just hope that you'll be as tolerant when they have smelly food. I'm with you. I got to be honest with you. Because once again, it's a distraction. You're trying to work.
And I don't mind having smelly things in my lunch, but take it to the break room, I guess.
There you go.
Okay.
There you go. That is what most people think. And I do remember my personal encounter with this. I never much thought about it because I guess nobody pushed it, you know, where I was working. But there was a guy who liked sardines.
Oh.
And if you've ever opened a can of sardines, you know, they're...
That's definitely smelly.
They're rather aromatic. And these were the ones in mustard sauce just to make it more delightful. And a lot of people went to his office very upset. Said, what are you doing?
Yeah, that's for the break room.
This whole place is going to have
or,
to be
or
fumigated.
Maybe not at all. In that,
take it out to the smoking area. Yeah. That would be even better, you know. Is it okay to take your shoes off at your desk? This one is a little more complicated.
I don't know if that bothers me as much.
Well, once again, Kristen, you're a very mainstream manager because this one's just about a dead heat. 56% of people say yes, 44% say no, absolutely not. It seems to me that what this gets into is if somebody's had a pair of fully enclosed shoes on, you know what I mean? Athletic
feet.
Shoes or boots or something,
and
then they kick them off at the end of the day because they're doing their paperwork or something. That's different if a woman has open shoes on. If she's wearing heels and there's barely any shoe there anyway. it's not a big deal.
You know, I guess I haven't had much experience with the closed-toe, sweaty feet business, so maybe my perspective is a little skewed.
I don't know, but it's about half and half on that.
Okay, well, I don't know if I would have a big problem with shoes off unless, yeah, they're enclosed, sweaty feet.
Unless it was something offensive, you know. Yeah. And it also becomes a problem in the wintertime. I have when I was a kid, we lovingly called my shoes waffle stompers because they have treads on them. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
They have a fairly pronounced tread, and they track snow in.
Right.
So a lot of times, if it's really snowy, I leave the
right.
shoes at my
right.
desk, and I don't tromp it all over the building. But that's just another situation. Here's another one. If shoes was tough for you, how about clipping your fingernails at your desk?
Oh, no, no.
Once again.
No, I had visions of actually someone clipping their toenails, which is even worse.
Yes. 93% say no, don't do that.
Mm-mm.
And I have to say, I'm guilty of this one. Every once in a while, I will split a nail or something, you know what I mean? And you're afraid it's going to catch on something,
yeah,
so you sit there at your desk and try to clean that up. But
yeah,
I do try to keep that, you know, at home where
right.
it belongs.
Unless it's a first aid issue. Keep it at home.
93% say no. 7% say go for it. Not a problem for them. The survey did say they didn't specify fingernails or toenails. But
toenails is clearly more.
Yeah. Now you're back.
Disgusting.
Now you're back to taking your shoes off at your desk.
Yeah.
You know? Shoes, socks, and then pull out the clippers. No.
Yeah.
I think you have sometime when you're at home to take care of that. Is it okay to occasionally make personal phone calls at work?
Limited, yes. That's okay.
Once again, Kristen, you're the manager of the year. That's exactly what the survey. 51% of people actually said no, but that's just about dead even, of course. And 49% say it's fine, but don't abuse the privilege.
Correct.
You know, if you really must make that call.
Correct. Don't abuse it. Preferably not long distance.
Well, and it becomes less of an issue because we all carry our phones in our pockets.
Right.
Now.
In the world of cell phones, you know, I don't mind the occasional breakaway to make a phone call. I think that's unavoidable at times. And,
absolutely.
That's not offensive.
And like you say, most people I've ever worked for, as we say, don't make a habit of it. You know what I mean? If you're on the phone 8, 10, 12 times every day. Okay, there's something we
Your
need
employees
to discuss
have
here.
Breaks, and they're allowed to take a break. So, yeah,
there you go.
I'm okay with that.
If you have your cell phone and you leave it at your desk or you just have it on you or whatever, should you mute it so it doesn't make noise all day long when you get text messages?
Preferably, yes.
75% say the same thing. Go ahead and quiet.
I guess I'm boring. I'm with the majority.
quiet that thing down. I think we're just all irritated by the same things. 25% say it doesn't bother them. They're the same people that aren't bothered by the music playing from their neighbor's desk. So you're not going to help those people, or they don't need any help, depending on how you want to look at it. I used to work with a woman. Do you remember the days where cell phones offered the walkie-talkie service?
Yes.
And
actually, I do.
She would talk to her kids, and of course, I don't know what genius thought of this, but the walkie-talkie service always gave you that bloop sound every time you opened or closed the microphone.
Yep.
And she would sit there at her desk talking to her kids because they were all on the same plan. But there she said, bloop, how you doing? Bloop. And I'm like, oh, oh.
That would get annoying.
Music, yeah, I said music would be a lovely thing rather than having to listen to bloop.
Well, and of course, a lot of these would change if you have your own private office.
That's a fact, too.
An open workroom where you've got multiple desks or workstations, obviously, would mean that some of these behaviors would be more disturbing. But in a private office.
So if you're the director of the library.
That's right. I can get away with a little bit more of
this. You can close the door and you can trim your toenails and talk to your friends on the phone.
No, that's not happening. That's gross. Lunch at my desk, though, might happen.
Okay. Is putting your feet up on the desk acceptable?
No. No.
Once again.
Whether you're in an open office or closed, no.
Kristen, I think, was part of this survey because 82% say the same thing. No, they say it's absolutely unprofessional.
Yes.
Not something you should do.
That's correct.
Is it ever okay? And see, this is one I didn't even realize that anybody needed to ask this question. But is it ever okay to eat a coworker's food from the office fridge?
Definitely no.
Yeah, 97%.
That's disrespectful.
Say never. 3% say yes. So now we know who's stealing the food.
Oh, well, 3%. Okay.
Now, I will say, I have been in situations, and I'm sure a lot of people have, but, you know, sometimes a coworker will bring in a leftover party tray or something.
Right.
You know, and they'll say, hey, it's in the fridge. You want some? Grab some.
That's different than grabbing someone's lunch.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. It's like, oh, is that ham salad?
No, if you bring food in, the free for the taking, but,
yeah. Yeah, food that's obviously in the fridge because someone else is keeping it for their meal.
Right. If it's in a brown paper bag with someone else's name on it, you need to keep your paws off of it.
Yeah. You steal it, you're just a thief. You're a dirt bag. Get used to it.
Something like that.
I'm going to come to your desk, play music, trim my toenails, and open a can of sardines.
That would definitely deter them from doing it again, wouldn't it?
Oh, you never know. You never know. They did it in the first place, you know. I think that's the other thing that irritates me about people stealing food that they know is not theirs, is nobody wonders about whether or not this is okay.
Right.
You know what I mean? If you take somebody's sandwich, you know they're not good with that.
You know it's not okay.
Yeah, because they brought that sandwich for a reason, and it wasn't because they thought you needed the nutrition. It's because they were going to eat it themselves.
I used to work with someone who would put their lunch in the break room fridge with a half-eaten sandwich or a bite out of it, so that if anybody decided to, you know, steal that bag, they'd open it up with a big surprise inside.
I have seen on the internet, and of course the internet is a source for so many wonderful things, but there is some novelty company and they are making plastic sandwich bags, but they have green printing on the outside that looks like mold. So if you put your sandwich in it, it looks like the sandwich is moldy.
That would definitely deter someone from doing it again.
That's the point. It's to get people to say, oh, I don't want that. Those people can't even prepare proper food. I'm not stealing from them. You know?
Stealing people's lunches must be pretty rampant if there's a company willing to print mold on plastic bags.
Or maybe some people just want the safety. You never know. People come and go all the time. You never know who's going to get hired. Here's one, Kristen. This is going to put you on the spot here.
Oh, my.
This would put anybody on the spot.
Okay.
Is it okay to break wind in the office?
Oh, no.
Once again, Kristen, if we were scoring this test, you'd be the 100% manager here. 66% say, if you got a problem with something like that, you need to find your way to
the restroom.
An appropriate place to do things like that. Strangely enough, 34% of people looked up from trimming their toenails and said, no, just let it go. It's not a problem.
Wow. I'm so glad I have a private office.
I guess, here's the problem, and I didn't want to single you out as a library professional, but if you've got a desk at a library, you had best keep those kinds of things under control because every head in the building is going to turn in the direction of that sound.
Yes. Yes. It's a quiet space. There's no music. There's no toe clipping and there's no breaking wind.
There you go. There you go. Well, now we know. Office etiquette is actually pretty simple. We just need to get everybody to follow it. Apparently, that's the thing. And really, the only thing in this survey that really was even close was the whole personal phone calls at work thing. So, and as we say, that's kind of a gray area. If you're a person who never does it and somebody in your family is sick or something, I mean, anybody can understand that.
I think if somebody's going to say they never do it, they're not really being honest.
Well, I know people that say they never make a personal phone call, but they text a lot. And I'm like,
that's
I'm old school. Yeah. It's the phone. That's the point.
Right.
Oh, well. That's between everybody and the supervisor to whom they answer.
And so, I'm sure my staff is listening.
I was just going to say, library employees, you know where you stand. You know what you can get away with. Kristen, thanks for coming in this morning.
Thank you.
We always appreciate it. Kristen Holzhauer is the director of the Pontiac Public Library. And as she mentioned, 11 o'clock tomorrow.
Yes.
It's Moana with a allergen-free snack provided.
That's correct.
All happening at the
Escape
library.
To the Hawaiian Islands with us, because we got to get away from this cold weather.
I was going to say, I wish I actually could escape to the Hawaiian
Islands.
I'm Todd Weinberger. That's Jock Gibberish on Classic Hits, 98.9 WJEZ.